Arg! Ahoy there, matey! Welcome aboard the world of boating.
Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las puertas.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I was just looking into buying a boat of my own.
Call World of Boating toll-free now at 1-888-28-BOAT. That's 1-888-828-BOAT.
And welcome. This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick, and Rusty rounding out the crew for a show after the big show, the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show that everybody is talking about that I wasn't able to attend because I had other responsibilities going on in Orlando last week. So I was at the DEMA show, the largest diving event of the year. So we sent Rusty down there to Fort Lauderdale. Actually, we didn't send him. He just went on his own reconnaissance.
I had a great time.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you've never sent me anywhere other than to the bathroom.
Well, yeah, and there's reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, if you saw Patrick's diet, you know what I'm talking about.
Saw my what?
Regardless. Just move on. We don't want to deal with that. You eating those energy bars, man, they go through you like poop through a goose. Come on. Anyway, Rusty was down there at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show and has a full report for us, I believe.
All right. I can hardly wait.
I'm hoping he does. Otherwise, it's going to be a pretty short virtual cruise through the latest boating news and information today. So, Rusty, what do you got?
Yes. Well, you know, this was my actually first time going to the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. I've been to Miami many times. I will say a couple of things about it. One is I actually liked it better than Miami. I thought the different locations, you know, to be able to go to, whether it's the convention center or the home water, the Barrymar, that was awesome. The food was actually good. All the food booths were good. I did make this observation. If you want to feel poor, it's definitely the boat show to go to.
Oh, true. Well, you'd feel the same way Miami at the Miami International Boat Show, too.
The super yacht. I don't see the super yachts like I saw. Well, I know they're in Miami, but I don't see them like there. They were there.
They're on the stealth dock. There's when you get your ticket. Now, if you weren't offered the super premium pass, you weren't getting anywhere near the docks where the yachts are.
Yeah,
because they got you tagged coming in. They know who's got the money and who doesn't.
I did have an in though. Were you able to weasel your way in into the fancy area by the super yachts? Even though
I didn't get on one. I didn't get to go on the boat.
Okay, you should have called me.
You know, I did want to go because I did hear. You know, they have these what do you call these people? Yachties, the crews that work on the boats.
They're called the crew.
Yeah, they're called the crew.
And I watch a lot of Below Deck, that show. So you got these kids, you know, out there, and they're all dressed in their little uniforms and outfits. And I heard them talking about that there was going to be a party on one of the boats that night. You know, I thought that would be fun to go to. I would enjoy that. That would be a good party.
So
I wasn't invited, and I didn't get to go.
Well, the timing was perfect. You could have went into one of those after Halloween shops, pick yourself up a yacht crew uniform, and you would have fit right in.
I would have. It was everything I expected. You know, that there was a lot of implants. I will say more so than I think that's in Miami. If you were judging on that,
really?
No.
You think more than Miami?
Yes.
I saw a lot.
They're pretty equal. I mean, it depends on, you know, if you're walking through Yacht Way there at the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. Yes, there's a lot of silicone or saline or whatever.
Miami has got per capita more implants, injections, lifts, tucks, nips.
But that's year round. You know what I'm saying?
But in evidence at the boat show.
Especially if you take a cruise towards South Beach.
It's amazing how many older men were escorting their nieces.
Aha. And in nieces, he put an air quote, so I'm not sure why, but I'm guessing I can put two and two together.
Yeah.
There's two of them. I mean, come on. Anyway, so it is one of those kind of things, but it's neat to see it, whether you can afford it or not. It is kind of a neat experience.
It was. It is a very neat experience, and I and people were buying boats. You know, there was I know just at the Chris Craft booth that people came in. There was a few that came in and actually just bought a boat, which, you know, bought it, wired the money over the next day, and, you know, and people are doing some of that stuff right now.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you that from my other moles, other than Rusty, I did hear that the they could have broke some sales records down there at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show. Now, also, I heard, well, the weather was spectacular for it, that the it was very cooperative in that regard, so that may have helped them as well. But after hurricane purchases were in full effect at the boat show, and they were taking advantage of it, all the manufacturers and stuff. So hopefully that's a good thing. Can it be maintained? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see, I guess, how the economy goes. But people are feeling fairly positive enough that they want to reinvest and get a new vessel, and we're seeing some of the effects of that. We'll just have to see if it holds on, right?
Well, what I heard was the biggest thing that attributed probably to the sales and stuff was the shift in the format for the days that the show is held.
Well, they shifted from what to what? They started on, what it was it?
From Thursday to Monday to Wednesday to Sunday, right?
Yes, it was closed on Sunday this year.
It was closed on Sunday.
Normally it closes on Monday. Or, you know, the show's last day is on Monday, and this year's on Sunday.
No, hold on. Now, I know they do that for Miami. Is that the same thing for Fort Lauderdale? Is that how they did Fort Lauderdale, too?
They shifted the days. So instead of it, the last day being Monday, the last day was Sunday. So it opened a day earlier with kind of that soft opening.
Uh-huh.
But where Monday, nobody's going. I mean, people, yes, they went to the boat show on Monday. But really, nobody's going to the boat show on Monday. You know, I mean, trying to wrap up
the diehards
and stuff like that. So, I mean, Sunday was the day, and that's the day that, you know, anybody who's kind of on the fence is probably going in there and wrapping up deals. So a lot of the exhibitors are really very, very happy with that shift in the show schedule. So expect to see that stay moving forward.
Yeah.
I did hear some complaints about it from the standpoint, which I never considered this, but the financing people, you know, for boat financing, that's why they liked it on Monday, is because on Monday they could actually close the deals with the finance companies and, you know, floor plan, all that stuff, and get that done.
But you know what? You're back at your office on Monday. You can do the same thing.
Well, you can, but you've weeded out all the tire kickers on the weekend run. You know, Saturday and Sunday is the most populated day for the boat show, and that applies to Fort Lauderdale and Miami, and that's what I thought too. That's why I thought they did do Thursday to Monday. I knew they did that for Miami. I didn't remember if they did that for Fort Lauderdale too, but that was why it is. Just same reason on Thursday is kind of like preview day. It's a premium ticket. Well, Monday is not necessarily a premium day, but you've weeded out all the weekend warriors, and so the people there on Monday are there to seriously maybe hunker down and purchase their vessel and maybe have a little bit more private time with the you know, manufacturer or dealer or whatever they want to do business with. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe. So
no, I'm just going to agree with you so we can move on.
Okay.
You're supposed to just say,
Greg, you're right.
And I would never say that. I would just go, uh-huh.
Right.
Yeah, that's okay. The most you're going to get out of me.
All right. Well,
so two more exciting things on a side note for me personally. One, I bought a new truck to pull boats with.
All right.
Yeah. And so I'm pull really excited.
Pull trucks with. Or pull boats with.
Yeah, I got to pull boats. Uh-huh. And so, you know, when I do, I want to be comfortable.
Yeah.
It's been a good year. It's been a really good year.
And you got to be able to write that money off somehow, right?
I do. Yeah. Right. Honestly,
What'd you get?
I got a Ford F-250 Platinum.
Ooh, look at that.
The seats even have massagers built into them.
And he's complaining about not riding with the bigwigs. I think he just stepped up a notch there, didn't he, Patrick? So what'd you name her? Did you name your truck like you're supposed to name a truck like that, just like you would a boat. I named my new truck. I
heard you got a new one.
Yeah, I named my new truck the Black Pearl.
What'd you get?
I got a Honda Ridgeline Black Edition.
I thought you said you got a truck.
Yeah, I did. I got a Honda Ridgeline Black Edition because black trucks matter.
That's not a truck.
That is a truck, and it's called the Black Pearl.
The Ridgeline is not a truck. It is a Subaru, a larger version of the Subaru Brat.
Wrong!
Is what that is.
Wrong! It's a nice vessel, you know, and I'm calling it a vessel because I named it like it's my boat with wheels.
So what did you used to call the Chevy that you had, the orange thing?
The orange, that was the Orange Crush.
Okay, then you had the HHR, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that?
The Red Rocket or something like
and
that.
And is that gone now?
Yeah, I traded it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that a mistake? Come on. No.
I liked it.
Yeah, no.
They just quit making parts for it, so I had to dump it and get a new car. So anybody, so you got to name your truck just like you would a new boat. So you want
to
call it?
I have to work on that.
You have to name it like Aquaholic, or you know, take one of the top 10 boating names.
No, don't. Do not do that. Do not do that.
Yeah, that probably wouldn't work for a vehicle like that, I guess. But I don't know. You come up with something. What color is it?
He said it's white.
It's white.
Pearl, it's like the pearl white. It's the sparkly white. You know.
Well, see, I already got the black pearl. You could just be the pearl.
It's true. I could try that. The second thing is.
Oh, wait. Hold on. We got to take a break.
Okay.
We can't throw all this stuff out at once. We got to tease our passengers through the next segment, okay? All right.
Sounds
good. Just stick around. It probably ain't going to be worth hanging for, but I'm sure it'll be interesting just the same. More coming up. Stay close.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Hey, boaters. You know, there's a lot of things to consider when you're out on the water. But what about when you want to jump in it? Well, like for a snorkel or even a dive. That's just one reason why you, as a boater, should be a member of Divers Alert Network. DAN is your dive safety organization. However, many of the benefits you get from being a DAN member go far beyond in-water activities. Just by being a member of DAN, you get access to 24-hour DAN Travel Assist. This program provides evacuation assistant coverage up to $100,000 when you travel over 50 miles from home for both diving and non-diving injuries. When you consider it's just $35 for individuals and $55 for entire families, it's kind of silly not to be a member of DAN if you like spending time out on the water. There's many more benefits, way too numerous to list here. So go to dan.org and get all the info. Whether you're into diving or not, see for yourself why it makes total sense for every boater to be a member of Divers Alert Network. That's dan.org.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
You have successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
I love your stuff. What a mind.
You fool me every time.
Well, almost every time. Well, once or twice. Well, once, but it was a good one.
Crazy on a ship of fools. Oh, crazy on a ship of fools. Turn this boat around, back to my loving ground. Oh no, oh no, ship of fools.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick. And Rusty rounding out the crew, reflecting on the Fort Lauderdale International Boat Show. There are a couple things that stood out in Rusty's mind after he attended that event. The first one was what again? Recap there, Rusty. What was the first thing that caught your eye?
One, if you wanted to feel poor.
Lots of silicone.
That's in my mind's eye.
All right, that's two, or actually maybe that's three.
Then boat sales were extremely good from what I could tell from what everybody was saying.
Okay. But there was another thing that stood out that you wanted to address that you saw
had nothing to do with the boat show, just in general.
Just you.
Just like my truck. You know, I said these were kind of big events. So I got my truck. That was kind of a big event.
Right.
Now, nobody will think this was a big deal except for me.
Okay.
But personally, all the Sperry stores, Sperry shoe stores, are going out of business. And so this week, they were all 60% off, and I bought 5 pair of Sperry shoes. And I was pretty excited about that.
Well, that's a lot of walking.
That is. And you know, as a boater, these are like, you can get like Sperry Gold Cup shoes, which are really nice, for half, you know, 60% off. So that was a good deal. It was a once of a lifetime opportunity, is what I like to say.
Well, so wait a minute. Was that at the boat show you found those shoes?
No, nothing to do with the boat show.
They are just boat shoes.
They're just boat shoes.
Well, what happened to Sperry Boats Topsiders? I thought they were like the thing.
They will still have those. They just don't have the stores. Because, you know, normally they have, well, some locations, like Orlando has them. They'll have Sperry stores where they sell the shoes.
Have you ever been to a Sperry store there, Patrick? I never went, I don't think.
No.
There's one at Disney.
Like at the
Disney
Outlet
Springs.
Mall kind of thing?
No, Disney Springs.
Well, one, I don't wear shoes. Two, everything I buy online now and have delivered via drone.
Okay.
So it's probably just more a cost-cutting move to get rid of the physical store or sell their product through like Bass Pro and West Marine and stuff like that, some other, and not have a standalone
or
store.
Or like a shoe store, which is where you see them as well. You don't have to go to a boat store to buy a, you know, Sperry Topsiders, Patrick. You wouldn't know that because you don't wear shoes. You friggin' Fred Flintstone run around looking like a Neanderthal kind of boat guy.
Bass Pro isn't necessarily a boat store. It's an outdoor sporting goods store.
Okay. All right. But you can get them in like, you know, a shoe store, just a regular shoe store. It sells all kinds of shoes.
Yeah, because, I mean, let's face the fact. If you are, unless you've got a shoe that you have the particular brand, model number, and you know it fits your foot exactly, and you're reordering the exact same one, to order a shoe online is a roll of the dice at the best.
I do it all the time.
That you're going to get something.
Do it all the time.
Well, that explains why you're wearing two left-footed shoes.
Yeah, but they're but they fit.
Yeah, well, you made them fit.
Have you seen my toes? They're kind of curved off a little weird like that. But
well, they took the big one and made a valve out of it, didn't they, for your heart?
No, that's a monkey.
That's
a baboon monkey heart. Anyway, okay, so I guess Real Rusty's easily amused.
Well,
you got new shoes.
It's a big deal for me. I got lots of shoes.
Daddy got a new pair of shoes. Must have been a good show.
I'm surprised he could afford them after buying that truck. He's going to write those shoes off on his taxes, too, let me tell you.
That's true.
Been a good year for Rusty.
It's been a great year.
Rusty, at the show, I think we've kind of hit a little bit of a lull in manufacturing and innovation. Did you see anything that kind of really stood out or that there was a buzz about as far as, I mean, joysticks are kind of been there, done that now. Joysticks and outboards, joysticks and stern drives, joysticks, you know, on straight inboards.
I did. I was at the dive show, but they were exhibiting at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, supposedly, too. So let me ask if you saw this product at the Fort Lauderdale Boat Show, because this was my pick of best new item of the year at the DEMA show last week.
If it's
week.
A bikini, I'm going to come over there and slap you.
No, it was a dive light, okay? And you think, what does that have to do with boating? Well, listen to this technology, because they have a few, like five new products.
Go ahead, Edison. Tell us all about the light.
Well, it's funny you bring up Edison, because the dive light is powered by seawater. Okay, and so you'd literally stick the light in the ocean, and it powers the LED in it.
Yeah, well, salt water is an excellent conductor.
Well, obviously they've harnessed this power and turned it into a dive light that you could use, to absorb or observe the hull of your boat if you jumped in the water. Yeah, it's there's nothing you got to do to it. There's no batteries. There's no nothing. And it lasts for, you know, like a lifetime.
Yeah,
it's crazy technology. It's pretty impressive stuff. And I talked to the folks in their booth, and they were exhibiting it evidently at the boat show, too, because ultimately what they're looking to do with this technology is power a boat with salt water, What do you think of? Did you see that, Rusty? Did that catch your eye? Did you happen to wander by anybody?
I didn't. I didn't see that. I saw some new things, but they weren't as innovative as that.
Well, if going a quarter knot an hour is your type of boating, saltwater propulsion is all for you.
I'm not so sure that was. I don't think that's accurate because they actually have the technology to turn this into something pretty impressive. It's a chemical type process. I don't know how they're doing it. It's like magic. But
adjacent, they were spinning lead into gold.
Well, it was like a Swiss company or from Canada or something. There's some overseas company that are launching this. They've been working on this for a few years.
Did they offer you an opportunity to get in on the ground floor?
No, they did not. But they did have a little device here. Here's the other device. So they had a dive light, right? And then they had something that looked like an apple, about the size of an apple. And you stick that in the salt water, and coming out of the apple, it had a little cord that would power a phone. So you would have endless amount of power for your cell phone if you are on your boat or anything that take, you know, like a small electronic type thing. And it literally just sits in the water and it powers it up. I was like, wow, that is impressive technology. So, you know, we'll have to see where this goes. But, I mean, it does have some serious applications for boating if they could pull this off. Now, you're right. Who knows? It may be really low wattage, but at bare minimum, if it's enough to power a phone, and this was like a small little version of it, you could possibly replace generators at the bare minimum on a boat, on a yacht, with this type of technology, it looked like to me.
You're not doing that.
I don't know, Patrick. It's pretty impressive stuff.
The electrical load demand on generators is such that you're not creating that type in any type of a conceivable, usable space. You're not gonna be able to do it in a boat.
Well,
you're gonna give it another 100 years there, Edison.
Well, hey, I got a little model boat and I power it with my iPhone or steer. Maybe I just steer it.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate, Captain Patrick. Rusty had to take off to go invest in this company that I just told him about that's potentially going to power boats with salt water. So, I mean, you know, it's SWES.
Listen, we've just figured out how to power boats with fuel.
True. So I think, you know, the boat aspect of what they're doing is it might be a few years off. However, I will say I did see the dive light in action in the little charger for your phone. And just the little charger for your phone would be a pretty freaking cool, you know, boat accessory to have.
They give a cost on those things?
Yeah, it wasn't outrageous. I mean, the dive light, I mean, it lasts a lifetime, and it was a few $100. And so a good dive light would last 100. So maybe three times your typical light. At least that's where they're starting. So, but you know, it was like 1,000 lumens. It was pretty bright light. I was kind of surprised. That's what I thought initially. I was like, well, if it does work, which was a big question mark to me at first, you know, is it really usable? And I saw it like, wow, it actually is a pretty powerful dive light, and it doesn't take any maintenance or anything. It almost does sound too good to be true. I will tell you that much. But when I saw it in action, they had a tank, they had the lights there, they had the little charger. I was like, gosh, unless this is some kind of trick they're pulling on on us right now, this does appear to work, or does what they say it does, and that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
So who knows where it would go? I mean, when I see stuff like that, you know, you want to hope they could pull it together and make that make it work. And when I talk to them about their bigger plans of powering a vessel, I mean, think about that. If you could power a boat with just the salt water in the ocean,
why?
That would be pretty amazing.
Greg, think if you could power a boat with, what do they call that? A thing that moves the leaves on the tree. Wind! What if you erected a huge piece of material that could capture the wind and push a boat through the water?
It would spark an entire industry.
Oh, my God.
It would revolutionize the world, as it has. So in your face! It's a proven concept in that regard.
Yeah, wind is.
Yeah.
You're full of it.
Maybe salt water's next. We'll see.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
We have to stay away from the coast. Stay away from other people. Stay away from the other boats.
What then?
South. We circle down to San Diego.
Travis,
Marines of Pendleton Navy at Coronado. Border Patrol. If they held the line in
the military are not going to help us.
Before the alternative.
Stop the damn boat. That's the alternative.
If I stop the boat, it'll be to drop folks off. Not take them off.
When you miss the boat, the ship has sailed. You never tried. You never failed. But don't be fit. Don't be sad. Be happy for what you've got. You missed the boat. The ship has sailed. You never tried. You never failed. But don't be bitter. Don't be sad. Be happy for what you've got.
Oh, I'm happy. Because I'm listening to the world of... Well, actually, I'm doing the world of boating. Hopefully, you're happy joining us along for our little virtual cruise through the latest boating news and information and potentially boats powered by salt water. I saw the future last week.
Well, I've got the future for you right in front of me.
Yeah, what is it?
Now, you're going to have your choice of stories, okay? Mm-hmm. And I want you to understand that the way these popped up were the way these popped up. So I'm just going to run through them, and then you let me know which direction you want to go.
Okay.
Fire extinguishers, Jimmy Buffett, warranties, Project Lumen, Seaman, or Kevin Spacey?
Well, Seaman and Kevin Spacey are a story that is combined.
They are That's not. One. They are two separate stories, I swear.
All but right, let's go with Jimmy Buffett, of course, because I know he's your favorite artist of all time.
All right. Well, Jimmy Buffett was partying a little too hard, Greg.
What?
Jimmy
what are
Buffett,
the odds?
Jimmy Buffett was celebrating his... Do you know he's heading for Broadway?
I do. I was just up in New York last week.
He's Broadway-bound musical, Escape to Margaritaville.
Yep. I saw the billboards.
In New Orleans this past weekend, and was having quite the party on the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Where Hollywood mega producer Frank Marshall assumed an alias, DJ Master Frank, to spin tunes, because nothing says hip-hop DJ like an old white guy spinning records.
Have you not seen Hamilton? Neither have I, so I couldn't.
So Buffett, not to be upstaged, put the evening in overdrive by taking over the DJ booth.
Yeah.
For the rest of the night, playing some mean funk and Daft Punk.
Hmm.
The party got so wild that local sheriffs closed it down at 2 a.m., but not to be outdone, the celebration then moved to the French Quarter, which, of course, is pretty much 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Now, contrary to opinion that's been posted on the World of Boating Facebook page, I was not in New Orleans. I did not call the sheriffs. I did not hear the part about the party via the internet, nor did I place a call to the local sheriffs from Orlando, Florida, to close this party down. Mm. However, I wish I had.
Yeah?
Yes.
Why? They're just having a good time. It's New Orleans. It's like Mardi Gras year-round.
It's just Jimmy Buffett.
Hmm.
I mean, how long can you ride the coattails of one song?
You know what? It is impressive what he has put together. Then now he has resorts. He has, oh man, it's crazy.
Oh yeah, the great retirement community that's going to be built.
Well, that's one
in Florida.
But they got some other things all over.
I can hardly wait.
No, they got a new resort in Pigeon Forge. He has a Broadway show coming. I mean, that's going to be kind of cool.
But isn't it really? I mean, it's not. It's just him putting his name to it.
No, I think it's a story that actually he wrote. You remember? He's
no,
an author,
I meant these resorts and stuff like that. I mean. They may ask him for his input on colors and stuff like that, but pretty much it's like he's licensing his name.
Well, possibly, yeah, but who cares? That's still impressive. If I could do that, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I wish I could be like a 5% as successful as Jimmy Buffett. And you too.
I thought you had licensed your name to that Vietnamese nail salon down the street.
Yeah, it folded.
Yeah. Should have gone with the laundromat joke.
Yeah. But okay. Anyway, it was, so he let loose. He blew it out a little bit New Orleans. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. I'm just not a fan of the Buffett.
Yeah, and there's a law against
Jimmy
that.
Or Warren. Just
you
know, not.
You would be shunned from the Conk Republic if you went down there and you explained that you were not a Buffett fan. You know, they'd just kick you out. You'd be exiled.
I never go any further south than Key Largo.
Well, just saying. Now you know.
Bad things happen south of Key Largo.
Don't push that envelope too far.
Genders get swapped. All kinds of weird stuff happens.
I love Jimmy Buffett. Hey, Jimmy, if you're listening, I'm a fan. I got all your music. Keep it coming, my friend. And I'll be one of the first ones to see that Broadway show.
Do you have the rare 1973 bootleg recording, Ich bin Nein, from that he did in Sweden?
I have the...
You do not! Because I just made it up.
Oh. I was going to say, I have the YouTube video bootleg of that.
As a public service announcement, if you missed the story, this story and all the others, of course, can be found on the World of Boating Facebook page, which, although, you know, the news team wanted to, they like to post interesting, sometimes fun stories on there, but there's also ones that are serious to boating and boaters.
What, like Kevin Spacey and the Men of Sea?
No. But this one is, and this is fire extinguisher manufacturer KIDD, KIDDE. Mm-hmm. They have issued a recall for more than how many fire extinguishers, Greg?
I'm going to say more than two and less than 1,000.
You'd be wrong.
Really? Is it more than that?
40 million fire extinguishers. 40 million fire extinguishers going back as far as, lean in close, kids, to your radios, 1973.
Jeez, what's the problem? The tank failing?
No, it's what you need to do is, you could, of course, do an internet search, but it'd be easier if you went to the World of Boating Facebook page and find a story that was posted this last week. And if you happen to have, still in your possession, a KIDD fire extinguisher, check the serial numbers. And this is really, again, it's a public service announcement, because God forbid you need that fire extinguisher. You want it to operate. And if there's an issue with the one that you have on your vessel or in your home or maybe in the trunk of your car.
I have one in the studio here, you know.
That
better check it.
That you want to investigate and make sure that thing, if it's among the recall, get it taken care of, so that, you know, if in that extreme emergency you need it, it's going to operate the way that you want it.
I keep one here handy, you know, when Captain Patrick starts busting a blood vessel on his forehead when he gets all riled up, which is pretty much every week. There's a threshold that he hadn't hit yet, but I have the fire extinguisher here just in case.
Yeah, spontaneous combustion is a real thing.
That's right. He could burn our studio down.
I've taken out two already. That's why we're in this one.
Good point.
The first one, however, let me point out, was due to that hole that appeared during the week in the studio. Do you remember that? It was a hole in front of Bill's console. That it was just this huge thing that had been knocked out of the concrete floor. It's crazy. I still don't understand how that happened. At the boat show this past week, Greg, you just bought a new truck.
Yes.
And I use the term truck very loosely because it's a Honda Ridgeline. And no
Black
self
Pearl.
No self
respect. Black Pearl.
No self
in your face, loser.
No self respecting would refer to that as a true truck.
It is a truck.
However, I'll grant you that. How important was the warranty when you were researching vehicles?
Well, it was a factor.
Okay. Evinrude has announced a promotional event that includes a 10-year factory-backed extended service coverage on all Evinrude E-Tech and E-Tech G2 engines. 10 years factory-backed. That's not second party or third party.
Right.
Factory-backed.
That's impressive. I like that. Well, you don't like that?
I do, and I don't, because and
they believe here, in their product.
Well, they believe in their product, but part of it is the technology is such that those outboards and outboards in general are built very, very well. They're not the product that they were 20, 25 years ago. The same for inboard engines, stern drive packages. The technology is great. Not that they don't have their problems. They do, hence their warranties. But the 10-year really comes into play, I would think. I mean, most boat owners, when they're if they're going out and they're buying a new boat, the dealer, of course, has always got their eye on upselling them a few years down the road. That's why a lot of boat manufacturers, yes, it's a they have a limited lifetime hull warranty to the original owner, and that warranty is transferable the remainder of the first 5 years of that warranty to the second owner, you know, in an effort to get, of course, the customer to upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be great for that.
Sure.
Because most people aren't holding on to their boat for 10 plus years.
Yeah, but they know it's there, peace of mind, you know, especially while they're financing it or something, right?
Agreed.
You're listening to the World of Boating Radio Network.
Even Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your Dive Safety Association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Successfully navigated the Sea of Commerce and now are clear to cruise with the World of Boating.
I do like the water.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
The sun, the sea air, good friends.
Brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Well, look at that. You can see, I think those are whales right there.
Oh my God,
check it
look
out.
At that. Look at that.
Look at that.
Those are, I believe, those are humpback whales,
yeah.
Conan. Those are humpback whales, and if they're there, there's got to be a school of them nearby. Now, this is freaky because we're early for the humpback migration season.
Well, check out. Look, the whales are breaching.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, no, they're not breaching. They are lunging. If they were to breach, actually 40% of them would come out of the water. I was wrong. They were breaching. That was a breach. That was not a lunge. It was a breach.
Got a whale of a tale to tell you, lad. A whale of a tale or two. About the flat little fish and the girls I've loved. On nights like this with the moon above. Whale of a tale and it's all true. I swear by my tattoo.
This is the World of Boating. Greg, your first mate. Captain Patrick rounding out the crew. And, you know, I almost forgot to mention this, Patrick. You know, last week after I did the DEMA show in Orlando, and I hopped on a plane, went up to New York, and met the family up there. And we did a little tour, sightseeing tour around the financial district, and saw the New York Stock Exchange. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, in front of the Stock Exchange that day was the Brunswick was on display. They had like three big massive boats set up outside the New York Stock Exchange building there, which, by the way, is a very small area. They look massive. I don't know if you've ever been there, but the Stock Exchange is a much smaller building in person than it is, than it looks like on TV. It looks so imposing and massive on TV. It's actually not that big of a building front, you know?
Yeah.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I grew up in that area.
Yeah, but do you know what I'm saying? That square is kind of small, really.
Yeah. But most of New York is. I mean,
well,
it's broken down.
How they got those boats in there is anybody's guess. Where I was going with this. I was like, wow.
Not much different than when NASCAR cordoned off the area and had, when they went public on their IPO, Speedway Corporation, and bought in the stock cars, you know, racing down Wall Street and all that stuff. So it's done for you. They block off the streets and they move that stuff in. And there wasn't anything. I think the biggest one was a Boston Whaler. Like their 33 Rampage or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. They had a pontoon boat. I remember seeing that, and I don't remember what the other two. But they were pretty good-sized vessels.
Yeah.
They weren't little small things.
Well, true driver professionals such as myself know how to maneuver those things in tight quarters like that.
So I almost, I said I could have flashed my World of Boating press badge and say, hey, let me in the Stock Exchange. I know these guys. I'd like to kind of take a look around and stuff, but I held back.
Why am I envisioning a scene out of Trading Places?
Yeah, it was
with you on the floor of the Stock Exchange.
Yeah, it would have been kind of like that. Yeah, but it was interesting to see. And so, what happened? Did Brunswick go public or something? Do something crazy last week or what?
No, they're just it's a promotional
just
type
flashing
thing. And I mean,
they probably had all the Brunswick people up there to open the Stock Exchange last week.
The Brunswick Corporation is so diversified, you know, and of course the marine segment is one, and that's Mercruiser and Mercury Marine, and of course all their boat brands that they carry.
The next day it was like, 100 bowling balls were sitting there?
Yeah, bowling pins.
Ah, bowling pins, of course, yeah.
That would have been something.
That would have been cool.
Human bowling. Oh, you could have had a human bowling ball and got in it and been pushed down Wall Street.
That'd been nice.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Ooh, and instead of real bowling pins, you could have had homeless people.
Okay. I don't think they're going to be calling us for any marketing ideas.
Yeah, well.
Anytime soon.
Their marine segment, the boats are, they're doing okay, mm-hmm. but there's been some dilution. And I will say there was a time when Sea Ray, which is probably one of the most prominent brands that Brunswick owns, was what most other boat manufacturers measured themselves against.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been interesting in the last 20 years, about 20 years, how that has turned to some of the smaller boat brands have kind of taken the lead. And that comes when you're part of a big corporation like that. And, of course, you know, it's segment A, segment B, segment C, cut costs, 15%. We don't care how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And
the guys on Stock Exchange will love us.
Yes. Unfortunately, the consumers wind up taking it in.
Didn't the stock market have its first down week in like 8 weeks last week? Just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Speaking of the boat show and boats and boat sales.
Well, that's what we do.
Remember this hurricane we had, Irma?
I vaguely remember this.
How many boats have been removed from the water, from the Keys, since Irma? How many do you think?
I'm going to go with 10,000.
You're a moron.
No.
You're way overshot.
Okay.
You're way overshot.
I'll go with 1,000.
Because I got you on the fire extinguisher one.
Yeah.
So you went high.
I did. I went high because you...
A little over 1,200.
Okay.
Boats, which is a lot.
My second guess wasn't bad then. I said about 1,000.
Yeah. 1,200 boats removed from the water.
Yeah.
And they're not done.
Well, I'm sure.
So, unfortunately, a lot of those are these transient boats, ones that are just anchored off in the anchorages or the little waterways where, it's a cheap way to live down in the Keys. And
so there's a big sale Right around Homestead area now.
Here's the problem. And you remember when Andrew hit and devastated, you know, Homestead and other parts of South Florida, all of a sudden we had these huge landfills that got created because they had to do something with all the debris.
Mm-hmm.
And disposing of boats presents a more unique challenge because of the materials that are within the construction of those vessels.
Yeah. So it's just a much bigger junk pile is what you're saying, too.
They should just take them out to sea.
Well, they took them out of the sea, so they're not going to put them back. All right, we'll figure it out. Maybe in time for next week's show. You'll have to find out by tuning in yourself. Till then, remember, whether it's sail or motor,
life is better as a boater.
Safe boating, everyone.
Barnacle-bitten swab!
World of Boating is brought to you by worldofboating.com, your internet portal for the boating enthusiast.
Any of this getting through to you, son?
World of Boating is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Computer standing by.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past shows worldwide over the internet at worldofboating.com.
Computers can do that?
So tell a friend and come aboard every week for the World of Boating.
This is so great. I can't wait. I'm getting goosebumps. Feel me.
The radio show devoted exclusively to the boating lifestyle.
TTFN, ta-ta for now.
The opinions you just heard on the World of Boating are those of the hosts, callers, and guests. They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
What are you being such a weenie for?
While on the water, your safety and the safety of many others depends on you. So boat smart and operate your vessel only after receiving the proper training and instruction for your area.
There is a fine line between genius and madness.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at worldofboating.com.